What about this part right here?
Shin.
All right. Ever heard this part right here called anything?
Thigh? I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Say if a little boy wanted to hide from me, wanted to scare me, say he wanted to get behind the couch where I couldn't see him,
mm-hmm.
you'd say he had to do what?
Duck.
Okay. Anything else?
Squat.
Okay. Squat down on his what?
Haunches.
Okay.
Is that what you're thinking?
Right. Okay. You ever heard somebody say hunker down or squat down?
Mm-mm.
This expression, if somebody's been sick, you might say, well, old so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
peaked, under the weather.
Okay. And a man who can lift very heavy weights, you say he's very...
strong.
Okay. And somebody who always has a smile on his face and something good to say about everybody, you'd say he's mighty...
happy.
Okay. And a boy, when he reaches a certain age, sometimes goes around bumping into everything, tripping over his own feet. You say he's awfully...
clumsy.
Okay. Somebody who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all, you say he's just a plain... What comes to mind first?
What comes to mind first? A dumbass. Yeah. I don't know. What?
Sure. What if you ever hear people say, well, don't pay him any attention. He's just plain fool.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a strong thing to say about somebody?
Not really.
Wouldn't really be that strong.
Mm-mm.
Would you say that for me?
Fool.
Okay. Somebody who has a lot of money, but he likes to hold on to it, doesn't like to spend any of it.
So miser.
Yeah. Anything else? Miser? Or...
tightwad.
Sure. Okay. If I were to say this, talking about a girl, she's just as common as she can be. How would you take that?
Think of somebody homely.
Just homely?
Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't necessarily be insulting, though.
No.
Mm. Okay. Say an older person, maybe in his 90s, but can still take care of himself, do his own cooking, that kind of thing, might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
self-sufficient.
Okay. All right. Do you ever hear people still say spry or lively?
Sure.
Okay.
Spry, lively.
All right. And if a woman's children are out at night later than they should be, she might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Okay, worried, or she wouldn't feel easy, she'd feel... she wouldn't feel easy about him, she'd feel...
you got me.
The opposite of easy.
Hard.
You could put a prefix onto that, make it the negative.
Uneasy.
Okay.
Thank you.
A child that doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say he's of the dark.
Scared.
Okay. Any names for a child that scares easily?
Chicken.
Chicken, yeah. Some kind of feline.
Some kind of... scaredy cat.
Yeah. Okay. And talking about somebody who's afraid, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
used to be.
Mm-hmm. Or the opposite of that, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she...
used not to be.
Okay. And somebody who leaves a lot of money out in plain sight and all the doors unlocked, you say he's awfully...
careless.
Sure. Okay. If I had an aunt named Lizzie, and said, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but it's just that every now and then she acts a little...
strange.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever conceivably use the word queer there? She acts a little queer?
Sure.
Okay. Has that word changed in meaning?
Sure has.
What if I just said so-and-so acts kind of queer and let it go at that?